A teenager is shot and killed. Prince George's County Police are investigating.
Dozens of cold cases got thawed last year thanks to a local tech company. I'm John Doman.
Montgomery County leaders discuss the need for safer roads for students. I'm Melissa Howell.
It's 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. By President Biden's own definition, the COVID pandemic right at the very top of a crowded early action agenda, especially the need to get more vaccine to more people who need it, ASAP. Correspondent Danya Backus.
The need increasing as other highly contagious strains have now been detected. This as healthcare workers worry about receiving their second dose.
I'm feeling so much frustration. Applying for the second vaccine has been a nightmare.
Meantime, our Margaret Brennan spoke about the pandemic efforts of the former Trump White House with Dr. Deborah Birx, who was COVID coordinator.
Every time a statement was made by a political leader that wasn't consistent with public health needs, that derailed our response.
More on that interview on Face the Nation. And more on the current president's efforts on the pandemic and related problems from correspondent Skylar Henry.
The president signed nearly 30 executive actions, some reversing significant Trump-era policies, but most address COVID-19 and the economic fallout. The White House acknowledges the orders are only a first step and will take some buy-in from Republicans. Vice President Kamala Harris's chief spokeswoman, Simone Sanders.
Should we be actively involved in selling this plan and gathering support?
Overseas in Russia, mass protests and police crackdowns in cities all over about the detention of outspoken Putin opponent and recovering poisoning victim Alexei Navalny.
The last communication from Navalny smuggled out of his detention center was ominous. Essentially, he said, I am of sound mind, so if something happens to me, don't believe it was suicide.
Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer at our foreign desk. Larry King interviewed most everyone famous or infamous for a half a century on radio and TV.
We're back with Morley Safer of 60 Minutes, Sayville, New York. Hello.
With those signature suspenders and that unmistakable voice, Larry King was a trailblazing talker. First on the radio.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everybody.
Then, of course, on television.
And we'll be right back with Frank Sinatra after this.
He began his career in Florida, emerging as a household name in 1978.
Welcome back to another hour of the Larry King Show.
With a national call-in radio show.
All of our lines are going. Unbelievable.
That kept listeners company at night.
Correspondent Lee Collin, Larry King died of COVID-related issues after underlying health conditions. He was 87. Jimmy Rogers is one of the early so-called crossover singers.
I call it a honeycomb and it...
Sometimes country, sometimes folk, frequently pop. Jimmy Rogers has also died of COVID-related issues, age 87. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 12:03, Sunday, January 24th, 2021. 26 degrees going up to 37. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. Prince George's County is cracking down on the large number of people from Montgomery and other counties who've been getting their COVID shots in Prince George's.
As Prince George's enters pre-registration Monday for Phase 1C of vaccinations, it says the registrations will be limited to those who live and work in the county. 1C includes people 65 and older, health and public safety workers, essential employees including food and agriculture, public transit, and the postal service. The county says it will require proof of residency or proof of employment in Prince George's County at the time of the appointment. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Some older Arlington County residents are frustrated after their COVID-19 vaccine appointments were canceled.
The appointments were initially made at Virginia Hospital Center in Arlington, but they were canceled after the state health department decided to change the way the vaccine is being distributed. The Virginia Department of Health says vaccines will now only be distributed to local health districts going forward, not to hospitals. The appointments made were for people over the age of 75 on January 26th and beyond. Now those people will have to reschedule. Arlington County leaders are asking for patience, and they say they know this is frustrating. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
The hotel industry is one that's been hit hard by the pandemic. In trying to help their home communities while also drumming up more business, hotel operators are suggesting they have the perfect setups to help with vaccine distribution.
The American Hotel and Lodging Association is offering this idea under its Hospitality for Hope initiative. It says it has the infrastructure in place to support public health agencies and private sector partners through a network of hotels, which could be quickly ready to serve as locations to administer the COVID-19 vaccine. Why? Well, hotels are just about everywhere and are open around the clock. They already have strong cleanliness protocols in place for guests traveling during the pandemic. And the majority of hotels have refrigeration capabilities to store vaccines. The offer of a partnership in the vaccination effort has been made in a letter sent to the head of the Biden-Harris transition team. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
A 17-year-old boy was found shot on Route 50 near Rutland Road in Anne Arundel County. The teenager was taken to a hospital around 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, where he later died. However, police say the shooting happened in Prince George's County, and county police there are investigating it as a homicide. They haven't found the actual crime scene, and there's no word on any suspects. We'll let you know more as soon as we hear on WTOP. A bright colored bird is causing quite a flap at a Maryland park.
It's one of the most colorful birds in the U.S., according to the American Bird Conservancy. And people keep flocking to the Maryland side of Great Falls to get a peek weeks after the rare bird was first spotted. The male painted bunting stands out with its blue head, red belly, and green back. The sightings continued this past week, according to a National Park Service worker who tells WTOP the number of visitors to the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal National Historical Park is definitely up. The Washington Post reports the bird is commonly seen further south and that it may have ventured north because of climate change. John Aaron, WTOP News.
It's 12:07.
Get ready, get set, sold. This is Dave Johnson, and if you want to sell your home, it will seem that simple with Jennifer Young. Jennifer and her team will work with you to make sure your home is ready to sell. Every detail, every room. Then Jennifer Young takes care of the details with a marketing plan to get your home sold. I know this from experience, and she is confident. Remember, Jennifer of Jennifer Young Homes, Keller Williams Realty, guarantees to sell your home at price and deadline you agree to, or she'll buy it. So go ahead, connect with Jennifer at 877-611-SELL or online at jenniferyounghomes.com.
Having repairs done in your apartment should never come with strings attached, like being harassed and constantly pressured for sexual favors.
My landlord told me my rent would be free if I gave him something in exchange.
The Fair Housing Act protects you from harassment by anyone associated with your housing, including someone making unwelcome sexual advances. If this happens to you, file a complaint with HUD.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.